Hi, I'm Teiko.
And I'm Gabrielle. And we are the Baileys. Join us as we talk about staying in love while raising kids,
building a business, and going where Jesus sends us. Hey there, welcome back to episode number
12
of the We Are the Baileys podcast.
Today we're talking about life.
Just life.
Just life. Oh.
Well, how have you guys been out there? Lots of things have been happening since the start of 2020. I know a lot of us have made some New Year's resolution. How are you following through on that?
I know. We are already in February.
Yeah.
And February finishes like this week and then it's March. How did that
so
happen?
So true.
How did that happen?
By the way, for those of you who have signed up for the Loveworks podcast, sorry, not the podcast, the online program. Maybe there needs to be a Loveworks podcast.
I don't think so.
Anyways, Those of you who have signed up for that, thank you so much. Loving the interaction and some of the feedback we've been getting.
Mm-hmm.
And just so you know, we are also going to open it each month or reopen so that those of you who want to be a part of specific topic can join in.
Right.
So just a little bit for you to know.
Yeah. So basically, if you just want to do it on a topical basis, you get to jump in March. We're looking at understanding and appreciating differences.
Yep.
And we are going to be giving away to a lucky couple
Ooh-hoo-hoo.
The chance to learn about their strengths.
There you go.
So we are huge, what would the word be, fans? We're huge fans of Strength Finders.
There you go.
It's really been insightful in our relationship and just the way that we work and knowing how to lean on each other and how to get out of each other's way.
Yep.
And we just want to give that.
Get out of my way,
okay.
Honey.
We get the point. And we want to bless somebody else with that, with that insight into how their relationship works, with their strengths. So we're going to be posting about this on our Instagram page. Make sure that you're looking there so you can get a chance to win as well.
Yep.
Yeah. What's on your mind today?
You know, the coronavirus is actually on my mind.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
Well, somebody wrote me.
Is it corona?
I think so. I think so.
Go ahead. Yeah.
The one that's affecting China.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, my brother-in-law sent a message that talked about how it's affecting Italy.
Yeah.
That was at the first European country that they found cases of the virus. And so now, you know, the EU, they're taking certain precautions to lower how the virus could affect Europe.
Right. So somebody messaged you about what?
Steven shared that link.
Oh, that was the thing that triggered your worry?
Oh, no. And then another friend of mine messaged me and we were talking about some stuff and he's saying he's just a little bit stressed out about the coronavirus coming here.
Oh, my word.
So, you know, I never really thought about it that way in the sense that people might be panicking, like, what if the coronavirus comes here? Because I'm not even thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
But other people are.
I know. I saw somebody's post on Facebook today as well, too. And they were saying, hopefully by next year, we'll look back and see that the biggest thing about coronavirus was fear.
Yeah.
Like, we were just worried about it. I'm not trying to downplay it.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's just, like, that complete fear. Remember when we left with Kalino to go to Jamaica in 2018, right?
Yes.
It was 2018?
I think it was 2018.
And
yeah.
There was the volcano eruption here. Okay, guys. So we left like a couple days before it happened.
Mm-hmm.
Or it was happening when we were
flying. Oh, yeah, it was happening because we were going to the airport and we saw it on the news.
Exactly. And so we were in Canada in a layover.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw it on the news. And it was just this complete, like, hysteria,
yeah,
you know,
like
Hawaii is completely
sinking.
Covered by this lava. And I'm like, oh my word, we just flew out of there today. It isn't covered.
Yeah.
So I feel like the news does hype up some things a lot more than it needs to. And like I say, I'm not downplaying it, but I think the fear sometimes is
override.
Yeah. over at the actual thing.
Yeah.
Like, there are people getting sick from it. Yes, mm-hmm. and we should be people cautious, but it's not like it's the plague.
So definitely take precautions, guys. You know, whatever those precautions are, I don't even know what they are, but just eat healthy, take your vitamins, wear your mask, whatever you need to do.
I know, wear the mask, but they are so uncomfortable, but wear them.
Also, like, if your health authority says it's not in your area, don't keep spreading news that it is, because you're only creating a panic.
Right, right. You know? I think arming yourself with the right information mm-hmm. is very important as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you don't need to be going to the hospital at this time, just don't. Like, if you don't need to go to the emergency room or anything like that, just don't. Do it for emergencies. That's why it's called the emergency room.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit on the coronavirus mm-hmm. there. I just want to say a big up to Sapphire.
Sapphire?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's her Instagram again?
I think it's Sapphire.
At Sapphire. Sapphire, you know yourself. Big up, big up, big up.
What did Sapphire do that you're bigging her up about?
Well, you know, she has just been one of those persons who have been very supportive in what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And she just sends comments every once in a while that really show you the value in what you're doing. So just want to say, you know, other people are doing that, but we just want to big up one of our followers today, Sapphire, and just how she's supporting us.
Yeah.
And big up to Marley. Shout out to Marley. We love you, Marley. Woohoo!
But yes, we definitely do want to hear from you in terms of how we can serve you and what we've been saying, if it's been helpful.
Mm-hmm.
If there is anything else that you'd like us to talk about, please send it our way. It doesn't have to be married related. You can be a single and have a relationship question.
Mm-hmm.
You might be dating or thinking about getting married and you have a question. There's something that you want to learn about. Send your questions to us. We would love to talk about them with you.
Yeah, we're gonna do like a question and answer slot. Mm-hmm. So if you guys send us questions that's just on your mind, and hopefully we can answer
should
them.
We have recorded this, should we have been like live doing this live, or probably not?
Maybe not.
Okay. Yeah, he says maybe not, guys.
Or maybe we should.
Oh, you already said maybe not. Let's keep going on. What's on my mind today? Okay, so I hopefully this person doesn't listen to our podcast, but I saw
and it's
a post.
Okay if they do listen to it.
I don't know if
it,
it's okay because I didn't say anything.
You have your
to
right
them.
To your own opinion. That's how I feel about the matter.
Okay, okay. So I saw somebody's post on Facebook about the Enneagram. Disclaimer, I am not an Enneagram like know it all. I don't know everything about it. I don't know. Like, yeah, if you're looking for a place to debate about it, this isn't the place.
This is not the place.
These are just my thoughts about the post that I saw. The post was just talking about, you know, basically as Christians, we shouldn't be looking at the Enneagram because it started in like occult practices and all of that stuff. And, you know, just about the fact that Christians are drawn to it because it talks about the sin tendencies in there, which other personality tests don't.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the points that were highlighted are true. I'm not saying that they aren't true, but I think what triggered me in that post was, I don't know, one more time where something pops up and then the Christian community is like, oh, run away, run away,
mm-hmm.
run away.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's going to devour us, you know?
Right. I feel like sometimes we are a lot more scared than we are courageous or recognizing that light drives out darkness, or that truth, regardless of all truth is God's truth. Mm-hmm. Like, I believe,
regardless of the package it comes in.
Right. I don't think that the enemy can claim truth for himself.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
It does.
Right. So I feel like if there is some measure of truth to it, we aren't taking the whole thing and saying that everything about it is good, but there is some measure of revelation and understanding that mm-hmm. comes from it. And every single personality thing out there has some sort of fault because humans created it.
Exactly.
So there's no way that they'd be perfect. We have to keep going back to the Bible if we want to hear the foundation of who we are and what God has to say about us. But I just feel like we shouldn't keep beating some of these things that are there to give us insight, mm-hmm. and how do we dive into them to bring, I guess, you know, like God's perspective, mm-hmm. through them, instead of just being like, run away, close it down, run for your life.
Yeah.
How can we learn about these things so we can point people back to the Bible
or even,
when they hear these things?
Or even create your version of it, you know, your version of it with the missing pieces that aren't there.
And I mean, even when we read our thing, when we read the chapters about us, I recognize, and I said that to you too, like, yeah, some of the things are true, some of the things aren't true because of salvation, mm-hmm. and how the Lord has done different things in our life.
Yeah.
So, you know that it's not like hard and fast.
Yeah.
So that's on my mind today. That was just a little pet peeve rant, and I had to get it out.
Ranting moment.
We don't need your sound effects. Oh, my word. Anyway, what's on your mind?
What's on your mind?
Yeah, what's Talk on your us. Mind? Tell us, guys, what's on your mind today? Yeah. Maybe we should have a segment called What's On Your Mind.
Oh, trust me, the people will tell you.
What's but I think on should. Your mind?
I love it.
We
I actually
should.
Love that.
I think
I
we
actually
should.
Love that.
Yeah.
What's on my mind is raising the boys at this stage.
Oh my gosh. Is it the energy?
The energy is way up. Kavika, the baby. He's no longer a baby. He just thinks he's
the oldest one in the house.
You know, Kavika is 2 years and 2 months. But Kavika thinks he's 5 years and 5 months.
It's so true.
And his energy is way up.
It's so true. Like, I don't think I had to, you know, like how you have those little techniques that you had to do to like train them. I don't think I had to start tapping Kalino as early as Kavika just to say, no, stop, focus.
Yes.
And it just... Oh, he's a different person. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's definitely taking some energy and thought. And because I guess some evenings, I think once we put them to bed, we'd have time to do a bunch of other things. But I'm so tired.
We are
I'm just
so
like,
tired.
I want to go to sleep right away.
And we put the boys, they're both in different rooms. So usually when we both, because they go to bed at the same time. So when we put them
down.
They're
not just both in different rooms. They kicked us out of our room for
now. I know.
For now. For now.
For now. But what I'm saying is when we both go to put them down, like after a while, we don't come out of the room. Like we're both in the room sleeping. Because it's just so much. But you know what? I feel like it's, you have to be very intentional. Mm-hmm. And I think I said this to you earlier, to not think about our season as it's a lifetime, but to keep reminding ourselves that the season is really a season, you know, and just repeat that mental script. Then it's a season. It's a season. Eventually Kavika is going to walk. Like, I feel like he should walk already, but he's going to walk eventually. So,
well, not only that, but like what perks you need to keep you going, because
I need an acai bowl right now.
You can't take away the fact that it can be rough sometimes. It can be challenging, and just how raising children impact your marriage. And, you know, some people don't play it. Oh, yeah, it's kids. They're going to go through this phase. It's like that.
Yeah.
You know, just suck it up and deal with it. Yeah, suck it up and deal with it. But it is having different types of side effect on your life. It does change your life. And you can't push aside that and push it under the carpet versus, you know, like people hardly come to you with like tools and resources. They're just like, oh, yeah, it's part of the phase. It's part of the process.
Right.
And not everybody can handle it the way that you handle it.
And you know what, though? I feel like they swing from one pendulum to the next, where it's like, oh, it's just a phase. Deal with it. You'll get out of it soon. Or they get to that phase of, oh, just send him to daycare forever. And it's just like, where is the balance in between here? Where is, we need space, but they need us. And how do we not separate just because everybody needs something?
Yeah.
You know?
And you don't have a lot of good model of parenting around to, like...
I think there are. It's just that we tend to, as a culture, highlight the negative things more.
Well, yeah.
I think there are. Because, you know...
Well, let me say not about, easily found.
Right. We can think about people that we know in our circle that are intentional about their parenting and spending time with them, with each other as a couple, you know? And it's just that we have to... You have to search to find those examples.
Well, I definitely know it takes a lot of processing and shifting around things, and you really have to be open to new ideas and solution, you know.
And in this space, I definitely want to big up Cassie and Pomelo.
Oh gosh, yes.
Because
without them we would be dead.
Oh. So I give them my big ups today.
Oh, Cassie and Pomelo.
Oh yeah.
Enough respect to you guys, or to you ladies, I should say.
There you go,
Awesome. But other than that, our boys are amazing.
They are. Yeah, I'm happy that we did push through to have them that close together.
Yeah.
When we actually did have them that close together, I was like, we are crazy. We are going to regret this every day for the rest of our lives. But seeing how quickly, like, Kavika just sprung into action and, you know, started playing with Kalina. We're slowly getting into the fighting phase. Which I thought would take a while. We're slowly getting into that fighting phase where everybody wants the same thing. But yeah, I'm happy we had them close together.
We'd love to know who you are as a listener.
Mm-hmm.
Share with us some of your favorite things, your favorite music, like a favorite TV show. You know, what's one dream place in the world that you want to travel to? Or where is your most favorite place that you have traveled to?
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. That's a good one. Yeah, we should probably put them up in our stories,
too. I think one of my best places I've traveled to was Egypt in Cairo.
I love seeing that picture of you in front of the pyramid.
The pyramid, yeah.
You just look wild. Like, looking at that photo reminds... To me, I can tell that you... I don't know, in that innocent phase of life. I know you weren't innocent, but it's like...
I was innocent.
You weren't innocent.
Come on,
it's
guys.
In the sense of you innocent. In your fullness of adventure and fun. That's what I mean. Yeah.
As I take me to those pyramids of Giza.
Yeah.
Whew. But anyways, Cairo was lovely. Unfortunately, I got a lot of bad, input from people like, oh, be careful when you go to Cairo, they're doing a lot of kidnapping over there. Yadda.
How was it as a Jamaican being in Egypt? Did that have any impact?
Not as much as going to South Korea as Jamaican, yes.
Oh, was that a big deal?
Well, the people were always touching my dreadlocks and just I guess skin color. I don't know, maybe just because Asians tend to be a little bit more... How do I frame this right so that my Asian friends don't kill me?
They're white people?
Not white, but they're more... I don't even know how to term it. They're more sensitive to skin color.
I mean, we're sensitive to skin color.
Okay, let me try and say what I'm trying to say.
Just get
it
out.
They cover up themselves a lot to keep the color of their skin. So, like, for them, it's the lighter your complexion is, it has a meaning. And I don't want to try and say what it means because I don't remember exactly.
Okay.
But I think coming in as a black person...
You're just not
where
right.
You're just, like, way over on the other side. It's like, ooh. And, you know, one of their favorite expressions is, ooh. Like, if I go up to a Korean and say, Annyeonghaseyo, like, ooh.
Exactly.
They don't expect me to speak Korean.
I get you. So, because they keep themselves covered much, and then you are just, like, burnt.
And also, it's not a culture where you have a lot of black people infused. Mm-hmm. So, I think when they see one, it's a big deal, in my opinion, and in my experience.
Yeah.
And especially with my dreadlocks, so... they were always touching my hair and checking my skin. And I'm
did anybody like try to rub your skin? Yeah. Really?
Some older ladies, maybe like young people, not so.
I've never really had that experience.
Not every young person, because I'd say maybe the younger people are more exposed, mm-hmm. I guess. But the older people definitely had more of a.
You know what's funny though? When you say that, like the when you say about, you know, the exposed thing, I think, and yeah, hopefully I'm not wrong with this, or hopefully I don't like step on anybody's toes, but I feel like, you know, growing up in Jamaica, mm-hmm. we tend to think that the rest of the world is way more exposed, like, mm-hmm. when you talk about Korea, then you feel like, oh yeah, those people are definitely exposed, mm. so then you don't think that you are the exposed one,
mm.
does that make sense?
It kind of.
So then when you meet them and they haven't seen a black person, you're like, how come you haven't seen a black person?
Mm. Well, okay, I would reframe what you're saying. I would say, because, you know, when people say they're from a first world country.
Right, okay, there you go.
When they say they're from a first world country, you have this idea that, okay, you know a lot more things. You have a lot more exposure. And when you go to these first world countries, and you find that the people don't really have as much exposure as you think they would have.
And I think it's probably because it's just right there.
Yeah.
So they don't necessarily recognize what they have.
Mm-hmm.
But because we know what we don't have, because we see it on TV,
mm-hmm.
we're just soaking everything up, mm-hmm. wherever we go. So that's why we've met a lot of Americans that don't even have passports.
Yeah,
they haven't traveled, and we're like, how have you gotten this far in life
without a passport?
And you don't have a passport, and that is one of the first things.
Well, I guess because they have 52 states, maybe, they can travel.
But it's just like, how have you gotten years, honey? Years? How have you gotten that far? So.
Well, it's their culture and they love it. So
yeah.
Have fun, y'all.
I think my most memorable place, of course, I think I'd probably... It's a tie between Singapore and India.
I knew you would have said Singapore.
It is. It really is a tie between Singapore and India, because India I did love. I didn't really like... There were some times in India where I didn't really like the way I felt.
Mm.
And I guess that was part of the female experience.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was part of like a black experience, because I'm much darker than you are,
mm-hmm.
and they have the caste system, mm-hmm. in India. So I don't know if it was a mix of my complexion plus my gender, which is like a double whammy.
Yikes.
I don't belong in the world. I'm female and very dark.
In India.
I probably don't belong anywhere in the world. But I don't know if that was the experience or, yeah. So
she's being sarcastic, by the way, just in case you don't know my wife.
Sometimes, but not really. But yeah, I don't know if that was why I felt funny in some places. But Singapore, I loved it because I was by myself.
Mm.
I traveled so many places there. I went to the zoo by myself.
I remember the story you were telling me about the lady who you were understudying.
Oh,
the white
gosh.
Lady, and she's from South Africa.
Oh, yeah. And then we went to India and everybody was thinking like she's from America.
And you're from South Africa.
And I'm from South Africa. And that was just so hard for them to comprehend, because how could this white lady be from Africa?
The things that people think around the world. Like most people think sometimes Jamaica is in Africa.
That is so true. That is so true. And I really thought while I was in India to make a shirt to say I'm from Jamaica. No, it's not in Africa.
Oh, gosh.
I thought about,
you know, maybe that
shirt
would sell.
And it's not like you don't like Africa.
No,
it's
we
just
love
like,
Africa.
Yeah.
Africa is the motherland, but it's just you kind of, I don't know. I think you think, I don't know, for me growing up and being in school, you kind of have a basic understanding of the map of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's just one of the things you learned in geography class.
Right, right.
And so you might not know everywhere.
But
you
at least know where some
places
are.
At least
are
a few places.
Yeah.
And Jamaica is not one of them that you should know where.
Exactly.
But yeah. Maybe we should do like some kind of tour that's called exposure tour or something.
Oh my gosh, that would just be slipping on people's toes.
Nobody would come. Oh. Anyways, guys,
we're gonna put a poll in our stories.
Yeah.
Tell us, should we add a segment called expose you? I don't know. Should we call it that? Exposed.
Exposed can have many. Well, it could be good. In what way would you like to be exposed?
Oh, no. Exposure tour. I don't know. We probably should put a segment in there. Let's put a poll and see.
You'd be surprised the things that people actually respond to.
Yeah, we'd be surprised. So we have to do a poll where we need to find out who you are and tell us about you so we know how to serve you better.
Yeah, I'd love to know who our listeners are and how best we can serve you, because that's why we are here.
Mm-hmm. And there was another segment that we said we wanted to add. I don't remember. But yeah.
Yeah.
We should add them all in.
Or maybe there's a segment we should add that we haven't added. You could suggest it.
You could suggest it. But guys, it was lovely talking to you.
Lovely chatting to you.
Lovely talking to you as we shared about life today.
Yep.
In March, we are looking at understanding and appreciating differences. Ooh. Just want to say that again. You can join our private Facebook group to see the monthly video, as well as get the resources on that topic. You can also enter for a chance to win your Strength Finder, access to Strength Finders, the test, the assessment for, I think, what is this for couples only, mm-hmm. not singles?
Honestly, anybody who wins it
just wins it. So if it's a single person, do they still get 2 tokens?
No.
One. Okay. So if you're single, you get yours, but the other person, whoever you meet in the future, will have to do their own.
Yep.
But if you're a couple, the token is for 2. So enter for your chance to win that.
To sign up to the LoveWorks program, you'd have to go to the website. That's www.wearethebaileys.org/loveworks.
And we'll also have that link in the show notes as well.
You can also find us on YouTube as We Are The Baileys. Mm-hmm. And on Instagram at @we_are_thebaileys.
Yeah, you can't miss us.
You can't miss us, guys. We are the Baileys.
We are the Baileys. We should go now before we say anything else.
Take it easy.
Bye.